My name is Noni Stapleton and I am an actor and a writer. I wrote Charolais, and in Charolais I will be playing Siobhan and also the Charolais heifer.
My name is Barbara Ní Chaoimh and I'm an actor and a theatre director. In Charolais I'm going to be playing the part of Breeda.
My name is Enda Oates. I'm a television, film and theatre, radio actor, anywhere they'll have me. I love this play, Charolais, particularly as it brings back a lot of resonances from me as a farm boy growing up and going through all the romanticism of farming and the beauty. And this is very touching in that regard. It goes to places that no other comedy farming play goes.
The idea for Charolais came when I was sitting in my mother's house in the kitchen. She was out, thankfully, and I was talking to myself out loud in a kind of a country accent. I was kind of riffing with myself. I hope other writers and actors do this kind of thing. And sort of a little improv with myself. And what came out was the opening monologue of Charolais. About halfway through, I kind of thought, this is kind of good. Some of this, I better write it down. So wrote down what came out. And honestly, I think I put the full stop as my mother turned the key in the door. And that was that then.
Breeda is the mother of Jimmy. So she has lived on a farm all her life. She was married to a farmer. They had a terrible tragedy when she was in her early 40s. During the terrible TB epidemic, they lost all their animals. So she and her son have been living together ever since, just the two of them on this farm. So you can imagine that kind of symbiotic relationship they've had. So the son now is older. There's no woman in his life. And I suppose from Breeda's point of view, anybody that might come in is now a rival as well as everything else, because they've been living so closely for so long. And she's been living without her husband for so long. So that's kind of Breeda. She's quite a snob as well, like towards Siobhan, who comes in to help a bit with, she's got these computer skills that she learnt on a FOSS course and they're getting her services free. It never dawns on her that this girl is going to be a rival.
There are times when you were wondering what time period the play is set in, because it takes in so much of Irish rural life and particularly farming. He lives with the obligatory mother, all the things that we're used to in Irish culture about the mother and the son. And Jimmy has the eternal problem of the other woman and what he needs to do between his mother and the love affair he has with the Charolais. He has a lot of decisions to make. He needs a lot of prodding, to use a cattle term.
The title Charolais comes from the opening monologue. There is a pregnancy. And I had thought of the line, blank, what a nice name for a baby. And I went, what are cows called? Frisian didn't seem to really fit the bill. You know, Hereford wasn't working. But Charolais, I thought, well, God, that could be a name. So there you go.
The play itself is about, on lots of levels, it's about people looking for love, people who are lonely, and the obstacles that they come across. So, for instance, Siobhan herself, she really falls madly in love with Jimmy. Jimmy, in a way, is an obstacle himself because he's so quiet. She never knows whether she's having any impact on him at all. And then, of course, his mother is an obvious rival. But the third rival, really, is this Charolais cow, this heifer, who's about to give birth to her first, I was going to say baby, her first calf. And she's incredibly jealous of this Charolais.
Yeah, well, I grew up in the 1970s when Charolais were first talked about in the country, and it's something terribly romantic about them. And I love the way the play has captured this, the romanticism of that. We weren't predominantly farmers. My father came from a farming background, and like many people who would have a small holding, we kept cattle and we kept hens for eggs, and so we'd had our own milk, and my father would have kept a couple of cattle and sold them off, kept them mainly for sale for beef. So we would have gone through as children all that experience of going when the heifer be a bullin and going to the bull and all of that. There was a certain mysticism about that, particularly when it came to Charolais and particularly when it came to different types of breeds, because up to that we depended mainly on the Frisian breed in Ireland. So this was something exotic and French, and we liked that. Of course, we're much more cultured now and we have all kinds of breeds. But back then, the Charlie did it for us.
When Noni came to me with the play was about a central character called Siobhan. So you have to think, well, is this going to be a one-person play where we just hear Siobhan's voice? That's perfectly valid. But to make it more theatrical, we decided what would happen if Noni also played the Charolais heifer. And if we went inside the Charolais heifer's mind, and if the Charolais heifer is also looking for love and sex and a baby, just like her. And if both of them are dealing with the same other male character, who's Jimmy, the farmer. So what happens in that triangular relationship? So we thought, in order to make it theatrical, let's have Charolais speak so that you don't just get Siobhan's perspective. But what's interesting as well is the minute you begin to fantasize about a Charolais, they're French, so you can impose all of our stereotypes about beautiful French women onto her. She becomes a beautiful French chanteuse, so she sings these beautiful songs. She's quite a snob about the other cattle. She doesn't like mixing with them because they're not in her league. And she has fantasies about this amazing Charolais bull that she's going to meet. Whereas sadly, something else happens.
I think when you get something like this, like a play like Charolais, that you sit back and you fall into a dream and you just listen to it and you go on a journey. We go on journeys all the time because we as actors, that's our job, is to tell the story. But each medium is enjoyed differently. And I think radio, when you can just sit back and let it flow over you, it's just wonderful. All you have to do is use your imagination and your ears. In the other mediums, you have to watch, listen, think. This is just pure pleasure. Radio.
Writing a one-woman show, I found it very liberating, actually, as a writer and as a performer, more so, because I knew I wanted to write something very funny, but very, very dark. And I also knew that what I was writing, I would be able to perform. So maybe the writer in me doesn't trust anyone else. I don't know.
I directed Charolais for the theatre originally. Noni Stapleton, who wrote the play, and I kind of developed it together from an idea, from a tiny seed into what it has become now. So it was really exciting developing it for the stage. And we got help from the Arts Council and also from Gavin Costick in Fishamble, because it was chosen as one of the Shonabag.
And it's a wonderful, wonderful piece. And of all the radio plays I've done here in the last few years in RTE, I think this is a little gem.
Barbara and I were chatting about possibly working together, doing something together. We had had an idea that didn't come to pass. And I said, well, like, I have this monologue. I don't know now, you know. And we sat in her back garden and I read it for her. And immediately she said, there's something here. You have to keep going. So I did.
The AI man always made for great ridicule, all right. because in country parlance, the AI man, his role extended just beyond servicing the animals. He could be threatened on you at stages, you know. We leave it at that, as they say.
That's a different play.
That's the next one.